Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
We're both trying to wake up this morning.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Yeah, thanks to all of you as well, trying to wake up on this Tuesday morning along with us. A lot of you folks, maybe first thing you may do in the morning before you brew that pot of coffee or before you roll up out of bed or even go to the bathroom maybe, or some may do it while they go to the bathroom, that's check Facebook, right, and social media. Some folks may be addicted to that.
Maybe.
some may be.
What is the first thing you do as soon as you get up? First thing.
First thing I do when I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go to the bathroom.
Same.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Onesie or twosie. That's too much info. We don't need to know that.
That's too much information.
Don't need to know all that. Then I take my dogs out.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes if I have to go that bad and if the dogs are whining,
mm-hmm.
then I'll take the dogs out first and then I'll just pee outside with them.
No, you do
like
not.
Like all three of us all at one time. You think I'm lying?
Yes.
I'm not. Why do you think I don't have to weed whack around my fence?
Oh, my God.
I just kill all the weeds naturally. Just
do you
like
live
that.
In the city?
I live in Canton, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But my backyard is nice and fenced in. Nobody's seeing nothing. I'm all right.
Oh my God.
I'm fine back there.
Your
I'm okay.
Poor neighbors.
I'm all right. My neighbors love me.
Okay. I'm sure they do.
They love me. But anyway, hey, where this was all trying to go before we went down that road. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he's in our nation's capital. He actually got there yesterday in preparation of his big day, which is coming up tomorrow.
That'll be interesting, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely public, and we'll see what happens with Facebook in the near future. I don't think Congress or the government's going to put any regulations or stipulations on it. They just want to point their finger at Zuckerberg and maybe yell at him a little bit, scare him right out of his shorts. But hey, he arrived there yesterday in our nation's capital. Apparently he met with the Senate Judiciary Committee, and then today he's going to meet with some more folks with the Commerce and Judiciary Committee. He's already kind of went through his apology with those people, and apparently he's going to apologize for a number of things, including fake news, lack of data privacy, the Russian social media interference, all that good stuff. But the main thing he's there for.
Busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy nowadays. He's a busy guy. The main thing, though, they want to find out more about the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, that data firm, which is affiliated with Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Apparently, they went after like 90 million users trying to influence the election. That's really what they're concerned about. Plus some of those other things.
Just some of those other things.
No. Not to mention, if you are an Android user, apparently Facebook was swiping your text and call history, that kind of thing. That's what they may call an invasion of privacy.
Was it only Android users?
That's what they said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, listen, if you use Facebook, I mean, your information is out there to be had.
Mm-hmm.
They're using it no matter what.
Right.
We've talked about it before. If you go and look up something on your internet browser on your phone, could be anything. Could be flights for vacations. Could be destinations for vacations. Then you go to Facebook, it goes, hey, check this out. Low flights here. And
isn't that so creepy?
Yeah.
It's weird.
A little too creepy sometimes.
I'll look at stuff, say, on a desktop, not really linked to my phone, and I'll go to my phone, and it'll have the ad on Facebook.
That's pretty weird.
I'm like, how did, that's so,
that's pretty wild.
It's creepy.
It's just,
so creepy.
It's the way of the world. Hey, you want some Facebook fun facts?
Yes!
Just an idea as to how many people use Facebook. First of all, worldwide, there are like 7 billion people on planet Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give or take a few. Apparently, there are over 2 billion monthly active Facebook users on planet Earth.
Jeez.
Right now, which is just insane to think about in and of itself. In terms of users, male and female, who do you think uses Facebook more?
Female, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. 76% of females are on Facebook. 66% of males. Out of the entire 100% of the male population on Facebook. Highest traffic. Everybody wants to know, when is everybody on Facebook? When's everybody post? When's a good time to post for people to see your information? What would you say? Best time to maybe post something?
Between 7 p.m.
7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And when?
9.
At night there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m. and 9 p.m.? Now they say in the afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m.
Oh, really?
Think about it, after everybody's lunch break, get back to the office. You don't want to do nothing. You're just sitting there.
Interesting.
Might as well do some scrolling on Facebook.
See, I'm one of those, I have to look at it whenever I'm going to sleep, and that's usually around the time when I'm going to bed.
That helps you go to sleep a little bit.
I just like, eh,
yeah,
just some, scroll.
Some read a book before going to bed. Some look at their news feed on Facebook before they go to bed.
Right.
Hey, there are 83 million, there's got to be more than this. They say 83 million fake profiles.
Oh, there has to be way more
on
than
Facebook.
That.
You know somebody who doesn't, they just have the silhouette of either the male or female head.
Yeah.
Don't friend that person.
No.
And others from...
If they know that these are fake profiles, can't they just delete them?
I mean, if there's so many of them, you know what I mean?
True.
Well, like, people who work at Facebook, what do? You know what I mean?
Just sit on Facebook
like
all day?
You ask somebody, what's your job? Oh, I work at Facebook. Oh, but what do you do? Oh, I work at Facebook. No. But what do you do there? You're the one stealing everyone's information? What exactly are you doing there at Facebook? Average time spent per Facebook visit is 20 minutes. Wow. Spending 20 minutes on Facebook?
That's a long time.
Listen, I do my fair share of social media stuff, but it's mostly for, I mean, stuff I post or share or like, it's mostly all work related. Very rarely is it, you know, anything personal. I may share something about how my kids are being goofballs every now and then, but if I were to make a post like that every day, I could literally have one each and every single day.
That's fun. People like to hear about that.
I guess you're right. You think, will this have an effect on, let's say you personally, what happens with Zuckerberg in D.C.? It's not going to change the way you use Facebook or if you use it at all, right?
No.
So I don't think it'll change anybody's opinion, really, to be honest with you. Maybe just some of the older folks who were hesitant to get Facebook in the first place. You know what I mean? Like people who've been on it for a few years. Like we've been trying to get my dad a Facebook account. We'd be like, you love it. Be able to connect with people back in high school. He'd be able to do this and do that. Now he's totally, he's done. He's not getting one. He's like, after this, ain't no way in heck I'm getting a Facebook account.
Aww.
So you know how older people are.
I know, but sometimes they like adapt. To reconnect.
I know, but they don't want to adapt. Really.
Right. They're stuck in their ways.
Not to stereotype all the what I would call older people.
Parentals.
The parentals. The baby boomers.
Right.
Hey, Fox News made a big deal about this, which I found interesting. It lets you know it's a slow news day.
And a country music star plans a big reveal Sunday.
Carrie Underwood will perform the world premiere of her soon-to-be-released single at the 53rd Annual Academy of Country Music Awards.
That's not the song, by the way. That's an old one.
This will also be the first time Underwood will show her full face since her serious facial injury after a fall 5 months ago.
Show your face, Carrie Underwood. Like I said, slow news day at Fox News.
Yeah, when I heard that this morning, I'm like, really?
Weren't you like, wait a second, what's going on? Anyway, they only raided Trump's personal lawyer and all his notes and everything else, and Zuckerberg's only in D.C., but hey, Fox News, what's going on in Nashville?
And a country music store plans a big reveal Sunday.
No, but anyway, apparently Carrie Underwood made that big announcement overnight. She will be at the ACM Sunday, first public appearance since November, when she got her face all messed up when she fell down some steps.
I'm nervous. Like, I feel like there's too much pressure on her. I don't like all this pressure.
On her?
Yes.
You know, no matter what she does, she could go up there and fall again, and she'll still get a standing ovation.
You're right. I'm sure.
She'll do just fine.
I'm excited to see her perform. She always blows me away.
By the way, was that a pun? Because she has a song, I think, Blown Away, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah.
Good job there.
You're welcome.
Good job. I know you totally meant to do that. By the way, today, my girl's 36th birthday.
I heard that this morning.
Carrie Underwood, 36 years old today.
There's still hope for you.
Is there?
Maybe.
Listen, that's only 4 years difference, right?
Right.
And by the time I celebrate a birthday again in October, I'll be 33, so technically 3 years difference.
So, technicalities.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope.
What are technicalities, though?
Right.
Technicality, schmeckmashmality. Don't know it.
I would have ruined that if I would have tried.
Don't know what that means at all. Carrie, she's been busy on social media, too. She revealed a bunch of posts the other day, something about a new song tomorrow, which she will, of course, perform Sunday at the ACMs. So, hey, I hope you're ready, because on Friday, we're going to do predictions for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Yes. You will see
we'll see where you stand. No, you don't have a chance, because I normally rule the predictions.
Rule. Okay.
You're right. There is some new blood, though, so I'll have to see.
And award shows are kind of my thing.
Are they?
Yeah. Have you not seen my Instagram?
I'm not on Instagram. Should I be?
Yes.
I was just making fun of old people, and here I am, 32 years old. What's Instagram? No, I'm just kidding. No, I just haven't ever found the need, really.
Oh.
I really don't even know why I have Snapchat anymore, to be honest with you. I don't really use it.
It's
tough, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's hard
now
to get
I feel like an old person, not adapting.
Now I need a tutorial.
Right.
Need a YouTube how-to video on how to use the new Snapchat. But anyway. Hey, we have a lot more coming your way today, including a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to Midvale Speedway's opening night, which is this weekend.